producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored. And I want to congratulate Ted, and I want to congratulate all of the incredible candidates.
That was Donald Trump, the big surprise, my friends. Donald Trump coming in second, something that the Trumpster is not used to. It was an interesting night in Iowa, and it still is not through, meaning for the Democrats it's too close to call at this point between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a slice of what was in Iowa. And I'll tell you what, one of the great things about what happened in Iowa is the fact that you had record numbers of people going out to caucus. How tremendous is that? You know, it's one of my big things that I talk about here on the show, that we need more people to vote. So it's a good sign in the primaries when you have record numbers showing up. As Ted Cruz said, the biggest numbers that rolled in for a Republican ever, and just pure brilliance on the part of Iowa. So Hillary and Bernie, 50-50, too close to call. Senator Ted Cruz beat the billionaire Trump in the Republican presidential nominating contest. And now it's on to New Hampshire. But we'll talk more about Iowa, what some of the exit polls found, how the voters were feeling in Iowa. Caucus goers is the proper way to say that. You know, so Trump, and we'll let you hear more as we move along, said, we finished second. I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I want to congratulate Ted. Only about 1% of the delegates needed to win either party's presidential nomination are awarded in the caucuses. The results that, render an initial verdict of the 2016 presidential campaign. How about Marco Rubio checking in third? Wow. All right, somebody who was there for the whole thing, meaning wouldn't it be fun to cover this? Can you imagine kind of zipping from place to place and, again, trying to find out what was happening, finding your footing, so to speak? Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. Lori, thanks so much for popping on with us. I know it's been probably a crazy evening, huh?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been an absolutely crazy evening. But like you said, I've had a great time bopping between these different candidates.
So what I just mentioned, we still don't know. It's just that close, Clinton and Sanders, minuscule, really, votes, if you will, kind of separate them. It's very tight.
Yeah, it's crazy close. Right now they're 0.3 percentage apart as far as delegate count, and that's at a 95% reported rate. So 5% of the state still needs to report. It's a razor thin. It can go either way.
So how about the amount of people? I said this at the top. I said it a couple times. Bravo to the people in Iowa. A lot of people came out to caucus, huh?
Yeah, a ton of people came out to caucus. And pundits in the past have pointed to Sanders supporters as well as Trump supporters for that. But I think tonight what proved true also is Rubio supporters came through. And a lot of those individuals weren't past caucus goers.
Wow. Wow, how interesting is that? On the Republican side of things, Ted Cruz he was beaming. He was elated that he won this. What was the reaction on the ground to Cruz, not Trump or Rubio, winning it?
I think there was some sort of expectation. Actually, I was at a Cruz event last night, and his supporters were so excited about him. And I'd attended a Trump event, and while that energy was there talking to them, I can't say, okay, so talking to them, Cruz put out this call to his supporters saying, hey, you can vote 10 times. You know what that means? That means you gather 9 other people and you take them to the caucuses. And Cruz's supporters really responded with enthusiasm to that. A call like that was not really made at the Trump campaign. And in the instances when I did talk to people at Trump's events, they didn't express a desire to do that to the same degree.
So yeah,
I think this grassroots effort paid off.
Yeah, and as you said, yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, he says it, they go and do it, he mentions it again and again and again. And this goes also to Cruz really spending a lot of money and campaigning a lot in Iowa, right, Lori?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he went to every single county in Iowa and has devoted so much time to this state. Again, last night, he spoke for minutes about how he loves his voters and how he loves this country. And I think he's really tried to show Iowa his best side. I mean, we saw it his, if you by chance tuned into his celebratory speech this evening,
mm-hmm.
he focused on Iowa again, instead of shifting focus to New Hampshire, the next primary in this. So he's really trying to express how thankful he is to the voters of Iowa.
Yeah, and the voters of Iowa, the Iowa GOP voters, break the bank. They broke the 2012 mark by 60,000 votes, which is, you know, absolutely incredible. And now I'll recap this, we still don't know, is it Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton who wins Iowa there? We do know some other things. We know that Mike Huckabee is out and Martin O'Malley both dropped out of the presidential race, so one of the Republicans, one of the Democrats. I don't believe this is a surprise either, is it, Lori?
No, it's not. That's not a surprise at all. It could have been expected coming in today. However, I've spoken to both O'Malley supporters as well as Huckabee supporters, and those people are diehard. An O'Malley supporter today, I went to a caucus event in Des Moines, said to me, I'm leaving O'Malley for Sanders, but I'm going kicking and screaming. She loves him. That is the consensus, it seems like, among those supporters, but they realize he just didn't mount as many caucus goers as he needed.
Last one, Lori, because I know you're probably whipped. What was it like, as you said, you were bopping around. What was the energy like when you're around the Cruz people and when you're around some of the other campaigns? Because it seemed pretty electric.
Yeah, so Cruz campaign, that was electric. It was. Hillary, I have to say, the energy was super high. Also, Bernie, crowd is crazy. I was at Trump tonight. Of course, it wasn't a celebration at Trump, but the energy was much lower as expected. However, when he pushed saying his poll numbers are doing great in New Hampshire and they're going to go for the win, still didn't get like the rally that you expected out of that. Marco Rubio spoke, super excited. It seems like everyone, really, the campaigns here this election cycle have done a great job motivating these caucus goers and these supporters. They're inspired for the next election.
All right. You got to love that. Lori Lewis, thanks so much for popping on. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you.
Terrific stuff. So, you know, as she was talking about what it was like actually covering it and, again, emphasizing the fact that we do not know who the winner is for the Republicans, because it's a virtual tie at this point. You know, these minuscule votes that they're counting and the way they do it, it's really a throwback way, these caucuses. And I think that's going to take a little time. We're like at 95%. With 99% of the precincts in for the Republicans, Cruz wins at 28%. Trump 24, Rubio 23. How interesting is that? But Clinton and Sanders again, virtual tie at 50% each. Hang with us. More coming your way next on America's Connected.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation. God bless the great state of Iowa.
Ted Cruz, beside himself, you could tell he was just overwhelmed, so excited about winning Iowa. And who can blame him? He burned up some serious shoe leather there, no doubt about that. Donald Trump did not win, obviously, coming in second barely because Marco Rubio right on his heels, headed to New Hampshire now. It's another day after Iowa, but again, congratulations to Iowans. I think that's a big story, the fact that so many Republicans in Iowa got their rear ends out and they caucused, baby. I love it. Let's get some people out to vote. There's no reason why you shouldn't vote. Absentee votes, all that kind of stuff, or go out in the primaries even before that, obviously. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, what a night, huh?
What a night. I think it's pretty darn exciting. Now I kind of regret I was going to go to Iowa. I wish I had gone there, although I'd probably be doubly as exhausted as Ted Cruz looked. But he looked elated.
Yeah, well, I think the big winner here is Megyn Kelly, for sure, you know, Fox News.
Yes, yeah, because Crump the Trump didn't win, yeah.
Right. And Rubio is, you know, going to be getting a lot of cash.
Yes.
All these corporations that want open borders and cheap labor.
Sure.
Pour it on him, because he was with the original Gang of Eight for amnesty.
Yep,
but,
you're right.
You know, on the other hand, I'll tell you what. The people who were with Trump, Cruz, these are very, very Christian people, very religious, and they were praying. They were praying, and they are going to have millions of supporters going door to door now, arguing now. They're going to have more energy now. That's something that money can't buy, is people with fervor like that. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders. He's got the same kind of people. They're not religious, maybe, but they are on fire. And they, you know, in fact, you know, Bernie Sanders can say, you know what? They didn't beat us tonight. We're still tied. We are in first place, tied with Clinton, you know. And I mean, if you think the Republican election was interesting, can you imagine what the Democratic establishment is thinking right now?
Yeah. So, I'm sure they're shook up by it, absolutely, because they, again, they don't want Bernie Sanders.
Right, and another thing that's interesting is that on the Republican side, Trump, Cruz got 8 delegates, Trump got 7, Rubio got 6, Carson got 2, Paul got 1. In other words, the 4 people who got everything but 1 delegate had never run for president before. The only person who had any experience running for president only got 1 delegate. That says something about the Republican Party. They better get used to not getting used, because the new way has hit. You know, the new way has hit. And Jeb Bush, he's dead. 3%.
Oh, absolutely. Put a fork in him. I agree with you 100%. He's gone.
I mean, I remember McCain, he came in 4th place in Iowa.
Yep.
But he had 13% still, see?
Right.
But there's a big difference between 13% and maybe 2 or 3 delegates and, 3%.
So, yeah, that's not good enough. That won't cut it.
No, and the people that money that was going to Bush, they're going to have a talk with Bush. They're going to probably say, look, buddy, if you don't do something in Hampshire, they didn't even have, I have a question for you. Do you think that they're going to cut the money for Jeb before New Hampshire?
No. They won't cut it before New Hampshire. He'll get the New Hampshire bread. But after that, if he just falls off with it, like he had 3%, pretty much, in this last one, like you said, so that's not gonna make it 0 delegates. He and Carly Fiorina and on down the road from there, they got nothing. So absolutely, I can't imagine after New Hampshire they can't play that game.
Well, I think so. The big thing that you won't hear anybody else is that the big 4 Republicans in Iowa had never run for president before.
Yes, yes.
There's no old timers. There's no old timers anymore in this game.
Yep, which is great. It's a breath of fresh air. Absolutely, from that perspective, there's no doubt about it. I agree with you, Tomas. It's nice to not have retreads.
Have a good night, Kate.
You too, Tomas. You got the first crack at it. All right, so you heard what he said. He summed up a lot of what we were jumping into, or we're going to jump into, is Marco Rubio is going to get more money from this. What does this mean as you go to New Hampshire? Trust me, Donald Trump is not out of this by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I think he wins New Hampshire. And then it's going to get more interesting to see where Cruz goes from here. But he does make valid points on Jeb Bush. He was like a no-show. Oh, he looks so uncomfortable to me running anyway. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
No problem.
Dittos to Tomas. Tomas, you were right on about Rubio being in the tank for open borders and legalization of the 12 million, blah, 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 or 20 million or whatever it is. That was right on. Cruz won me over tonight. I just absolutely been listening to it. And the thing that really ticked me off about our Mr. Trump was calling Ted Cruz a nasty guy, just using that over and over. And the birther thing, saying that he'd be a great prime minister of Canada. That just ticked me off. That was low blows all the way down the pike. And by God, I'm going to send Ted Cruz some money, and I'm going to stand up for him, and I'm going to campaign for him. I'm going to tell everybody that I talk to that's of the religious persuasion that I am that he is the real deal. And one thing about Cruz, he itemizes out what he's willing to do. He's willing to put a fence in. He's willing to put the border situation under control. He's willing to shake up the establishment there in Washington, D.C., and the go-along crowd that McConnell and his elk and Boehner, and even now with Ryan, These guys are going to have somebody that can call the shots and win for America and make America great again, to steal a line from Trump. But it'll be from the ground up. And the people out there in Washington, they just do not realize just how pissed off we are for us electing them and them not doing our bidding. And we are going to kick out every damn incumbent that is not a member of the Freedom Caucus that has been fighting for conservative values in this country. And amen to Ted Cruz. Amen to the people that voted for him. And God bless America.
Wow. Well said, Dan. I can't even come back on that one because we got to end you right there by saying that. So what's interesting about Dan's call, if I'm the Cruz people and I'm listening to America Tonight, which I hear they do listen to the show sometimes, they got to love the talk radio version of what just was said by Dan, because he's saying he was a Trump dude. He was thinking about Trump. And then for him to say, oh, I'm Cruz, he won me over right there. That's the kind of person that Ted Cruz wants, or any of the candidates. They want you to change your mind or to make up your mind and vote for them. And you heard Dan say that he represents the new kind of politician, a different kind of Washington. And I agree. I think really across the board that everybody in America, except for the people in the game, they're tired of the game. We're tired of the same old, which that also means Bernie Sanders. That's why Sanders, he is a politician, but he's a renegade. So he's finding footing because of that. If he was a Democrat who was the same old kind of politician, he wouldn't have gotten as close as he did in this first one to Hillary Clinton. So it's going to be interesting to watch this all the way down the stretch. It's such a cliche. And, you know, I feel like I'm saying that over and over again, but there are no great adjectives. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I'm swelled with pride at what Iowa's done because they went out there and they caucused. Maybe there's something ahead as far as votes are concerned, getting more people out to vote. And you look at the drop-off list for the Republicans, and you know, how long does a Chris Christie stay in? How long does Jeb Bush stay in? He's the bigger one. And down the list, because it doesn't make any sense when you just have no game in the game. You're not even on the playing field. More sounds from the Iowa caucuses around the bend.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just walk away.
I am a progressive who gets things done for people.
All right, that was Hillary Clinton, a little slice of Hillary talking about being progressive. There was supposedly, as I was looking at some reports on this, there was some booze in the crowd that had gathered, booze that were emerging from that, and didn't like the whole idea of her saying that she was progressive, because remember, that's the Bernie tag, and that's the opposite of what I believe the people looking to Hillary Clinton, in as far as Democrats are concerned, want in her. Or maybe some don't care, but I'd say the majority, that's, you know, that's his deal. So with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, it's amazing what's happened in Iowa. You know, that whole neck and neck thing. It's that close to call. So Cruz won, as we've been talking about, trumping Trump and Rubio. But Clinton and Sanders are still in that dead heat. I checked as we stepped away, and nothing has changed there. It's just too close to call. They have to make sure every single vote is in these caucuses. And I've said it, and I'm going to say it again. 60,000 votes, Iowa Republican voters broke the mark that was set in 2012 by 60,000 votes. So I think the late deciders, too, and the big turnout, because even for the Democrats, have really turned the tide. And it's interesting, there was a big turnout from the evangelicals, not a surprise necessarily, but I think that certainly helped Ted Cruz. And, you know, it's interesting because Marco Rubio, one of the things that he said when he spoke, he talked about, you know, Hillary Clinton and the, you know, pretty much throwing in the whole email thing that she wouldn't be president and how that would be just wrong and it wouldn't be the America we know pretty much. But Clinton is continuing to defend the emails, and now there is the fact that you've got some officials that are anonymously telling news people that Clinton's emails had operational intel. We know that because we kept hearing that, but it's just been said again that they were too damaging to national security to release the operational intelligence that was there, that was could have easily been hacked into. But will there be any charges? I mean, we keep coming back to the same thing. The Clinton campaign is calling the 22 top secret emails to be released. But here's the thing. The State Department is saying it's not really our call because this came from other agencies. They have the call. The State Department doesn't have the authority to release the emails. And I don't think that Secretary Clinton, there people are saying, really understands that, knows that, that it's not up to them. So where does this go? Because there's plenty of time for this to sink Hillary Clinton if it continues to go down this path where there could be charges. I mean, there's a question for you. She's neck and neck with Bernie Sanders. Is she even going to be in the race? Or no, this will all go over and that's it. It could. I mean, this will all just wash away like a tsunami. Just like Benghazi, it's here, it's gone. And despite the cries to keep it relevant, if they don't want to charge her, they don't feel like they can charge her and make it stick, then they won't. But what about underlings? Would an underling be charged? Now that would be pretty interesting. Coming up on the show, we're going to fill you in with the odds and ends of the day. Besides Iowa, believe it or not, there were a few moments in time that made me just kind of gasp as I was driving around. And they have to do with money and rich people. Oh, what could it be? What could it be? I'm not going to tell you. And don't forget, too, this is a quick reminder. I want to make sure I do this. We do have Nail the Score for the Super Bowl. Nail the Score. That's coming up in our next show. In our second hour, final segment, your chance to win a computer from us here at America Tonight. If you correctly nail the score on the head, pick the team. It's the Panthers or the Broncos. Not easy to do. I think overwhelmingly, I'm just going to throw this in, just like the politics, the popularity contest. I think the popular vote is really kind of going the way of Denver because of Peyton Manning, 39, ooh, last chance, ride into the sunset like John Elway did. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And not as much love for the Panthers. But I still think there are people that are rooting for the Panthers, certainly everyone in the Carolinas and beyond the Carolina border, both north and south. However, I just think it's because of Manning and the Broncos getting shellacked 2 years ago. Maybe that's also part of it, that most of the conversation has been over the Broncos, believe it or not, the Broncos. Yeah. Groundhog Day 2, even though I was going to save this for the next segment, I'll mention this. What happens February 2nd? Punxsutawney Phil. Will we be enjoying Punxsutawney? Happy about what Punxsutawney decides to do or furious? Will he emerge from his winter den? You know, the superstition, as you all know, is if he sees his shadow as he leaves his burrow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter weather. If the groundhog does not see his shadow, you can expect an early spring. Yay! Raise your hand if you're for an early spring. I have my special infrared glasses. I'm thinking early spring. It sounds good to me. For some of you that were socked by the snows that have hit, especially the Northeast, when they had that ridiculous amount of snow, I just have a feeling some of you would vote for spring to be sprung a little bit earlier. All right, let's bounce back to the Iowa caucuses, and what does this show us? Cruz with the win, and he's deeply religious. He talks about it. He certainly can court the evangelical vote, no question about it. And he jumped over Donald Trump. And you think Donald Trump skipped the last debate on Fox? There was so much made about that. And he said, I have all the numbers and it doesn't matter. And then in the end, you know that Roger Ailes is probably puffing on a scar somewhere, liking the fact that Trump did not win Iowa, because that's a, I told you so. If you had gone to the debate, it might have been a different finish. And then how much beating up of Ted Cruz, and he's a Canadian, and what about the birth certificate, and he really, I don't think that's really right. And that whole thing with really kind of smashing Cruz a lot, that could have backfired. I think kind of a combination of both might have soured a few of those extra votes that could have, you know, gone his way. And as for Hillary Clinton, the trust factor for Hillary Clinton, exit polls showed this, is so low. I think Benghazi, coupled with the emails and some of the responses, that's put her in a situation where you have someone like Bernie Sanders who isn't challenging on the emails. He could have tried to bring those up, but he left it alone. But look, they're locked in a virtual dead heat. So what does that tell you? Who should be more panicked, or should anyone even be panicked by it? And the answer, of course, is Hillary Clinton's people. Once again, after 2008, this is her shot. This is it. I mean, this is her last shot at becoming president, no matter what. No matter who has the momentum, no matter what's going on with the Republicans, just in the Democratic House, this is it for Hillary Clinton. There's no running again after this time around. So, too close to call. Still too close to call. And like I say, not necessarily good news for the Clinton folks, who are trying what they can do to maneuver Hillary Clinton and make her around and make her more palatable. And they actually have done an okay job of that. But the fact that people are calling her a liar and all of that, just where they're screaming things out, doesn't bode well. And this is what we're seeing in action. That's what we're seeing in action. Now, not everybody was happy with the results. Carson had 9% of the votes, and Carson is accusing Cruz, the camp, his posse, of foul play, because he's saying they told voters that Carson was dropping out. And Carson says that his people told people he's dropping out, so vote for Cruz. False rumors at caucus sites. He said he was incensed at the results of Monday night's Iowa caucuses, accusing Cruz of spreading the falsehoods about him at those sites, saying it's a dirty trick. It's the kind of thing that irritated me enough to get into this quagmire. Ooh. You know, even what happened is Congressman Steve King from Iowa, who was campaigning with Ted Cruz during the day, tweeted out, Carson looks like he is out. Iowans need to know before they vote. Most will go to Cruz. Wow. Oh, that's not good. That is dirty pool, huh? Hang with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Decided that it would be an extreme poverty indeed if the Democratic Party only had two candidates to choose from.
All right, Martin O'Malley says adios. He is out of the race. I mean, look, it's deadlocked between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. He knew that very few people were going to caucus for him, or as people did. He's a nice guy. Certainly seems like a nice guy, right? Just on based on what we've seen, he was the mayor of Baltimore, the governor of Maryland right now, and bravo for him for sticking in when it was clear it was a two-person race and just kind of hanging around. And anybody who's a public servant who burns it up, who I think is pretty decent, even if I don't agree with their ideology or the way they vote or how they handle some things, I think deep down, and because I know people who have covered O'Malley, they give him pretty decent marks. I mean, politicians are politicians, but they say some pretty decent things about Martin O'Malley. So hats off to O'Malley, who is out of this. You know, we have a new, I'm going to call him, an intern waiting to be moved up in the ranks at the powerful GCN network. He's at the mothership right now. His name is Brad Canaber. Can I please have Brad Canaber jump on the mic live with us now for all of America to hear?
Oh, hello there.
Hi, Brad Canaber. And once again, so people know your background, at GCN, At GCN, really, they should just throw parties for musicians because everybody is a musician. I'm learning to play, even myself, I'm learning to play as well, the ukulele. So do you play any instruments?
I do. I'm kind of a drum guy, to be honest, and piano. Mm. But I just never figured out the guitar.
A drum guy. So who's your favorite drummer?
Oh, man. There's so many. Let me
see. So many?
Yeah.
Let's go old school.
I don't have a favorite drummer.
You don't have a favorite drummer? You can't like Don Henley from the Eagles?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. All right. That's a good one. That's really
okay,
good.
Okay, so I gave you your favorite drummer.
Yeah. Any singing drummers, I guess. Those are the
best. And he has a great voice no matter what. Yeah. Even now today, he has a great voice.
For
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so we like Brad Knobber. Thanks, Brad.
Oh, it's so good to be here. Thank you.
I love that. So really, what they should do is they should just fly in all our favorite listeners, and they should just throw a big concert. Everybody who's running the boards, everybody who's producing, doing all the things they do, those people at GCN, we should just turn them loose, right? The GCN band, the GCN jam, the first annual. Then every year, it'll be the first GCN jam, and then we could have an annual jam. And Brad Knobber could be on the drums. Oh, any musicians with these politicians who are running? I don't even really know that. As much as I know, well, we know Bill Clinton back in the day, he played the sax. But there's that I'm aware of, there isn't any of the people that are running that are big-time musically inclined. I'll just put it that way. I wouldn't say that. They couldn't have dabbled. Somebody could have been a dabbler in the crew that I'm not aware of. Let's put it that way. You know, so much is going to be made, I think, of Jeb Bush. And when is he going to step out? Is he going to be dig his heels in? I mean, what can they do? If in these caucuses and primaries, people are not caucusing for him, they're not voting for him in the primary. I mean, the Republican Party can do what they want. But kingmakers are going to be slayed. And if he's not getting it, he's not getting it. I read an interesting story in the Weekly Standard that Jeb, if you wanted to figure it out, I love these little tricky things. And I said this segment was going to be a little bit about money. Jeb spends $2,884 per Iowa vote. Yeah. So he got 5,165 votes in Iowa. 2.8% of the Republican turnout, sixth place in the caucuses. Wow. Bush spent $14.9 million in Iowa, all coming from Bush's super PAC. When does the money dry up? When do the big boys say, oh, we love you, we back the establishment, we owe your family, but we just can't do it anymore because you're just not going to go anywhere. By the way, with 97% of the caucus sites reporting, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders still locked in a dead heat. In a dead heat. Turn on the coffee. It's going to be a long night. All right. Other money things worth mentioning. David Bowie. I think I said this on the air when David Bowie died. You think of his music, but he was a solid business guy. He knew what he was doing financially. He leaves $100 million in an estate to his family. You know, the estate is $100 million worth that. So he's got two kids, Duncan and Alexandria. And he has a will that he filed a long time ago that's up to date. So the bulk goes to the kids and to the wife. It makes sense, right? That's how much that he is worth. And he also put some money on or some love, showered some love on a longtime assistant who got $2 million, a one-time nanny got $1 million, and, you know, good for him. Sad. Died on January 10th, 69 years old, as he fought the Big C and lost his battle eventually. Another money kind of story for you. Another one that I happened to come across that I thought was kind of interesting is that You know, Monday night, or not Monday night, Monday night football used to be all the rage, right? But Thursday night football, because in America, we have Thursday night football. We have Saturday football at times, right? We have Sunday football, Monday night football. The NFL cut a deal for Thursday night football, and Thursday night football is now going to be on NBC and CBS. And they say it is an enormous deal that was cut. Because, you know, these rights fees are huge. So they agreed to pay about $450 million combined each year to air Thursday night games over the next 2 years. Each network will broadcast 5 Thursday night games each season. So they pretty much split it. So it'll be up to 10 games in 2016 and 2017. That's up from 8 games in 2014 and 2015. Wow. And the NFL Network will just simulcast the games being aired on those two networks. So once again, they up the price of the programming. Whew. Think about what that is per game. What would that be per game? $40 million, something like that. Oh, licensing fees. They're going to have to make it up through ads, TV subscriber fees, whatever the sources of revenue, I guess, that they can pull in. But that is a huge, huge deal. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, said that the league is looking forward to expanding with a digital partner for what will be a unique tri-cast on broadcast cable and digital platforms. Ooh, that's curious. Twitter? You know, let's just watch the game. Let's watch the game on Twitter. I don't know. Facebook? Oh, that would be wild if it was Facebook. That doesn't make any sense. Needless to say, those are some pretty big numbers. And splitting that was smart, I think, of both of the networks to do that. Tough to make up that ad revenue. And you can make it up, but sometimes you just break even, you know what I mean? Hey, thanks to all of you, you and you, for listening to America Tonight. Thanks to Brad Knobber and Patrick Eggdorf. What a combo. They sound like rock musicians, don't they? For their work on the technicals. See ya.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.